Welcome, Avi. How are you?
I'm great. So nice to be back on your show, Simon, Kathy. Hope all is well in your part of the world.
Even better now that we're speaking to you, Avi. Avi, we want to talk about multiple sclerosis coming out of, well, multiple sclerosis treatments. And it's interesting. I actually had dinner with my brother last night, and he and I were talking about how Israel's approach to cancer and innovation around health management and health care and finding, you know, solutions. And he said something very interesting to me. He said, Kath, when you look at how other nations treat, you know, disease or conditions or health conditions, he says they are looking for ways to treat it. Israel is seeking to find cures, and that's what makes them so incredibly innovative. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. What we're seeing today out of Israel is an explosion out of not treating only, obviously treating patients that have a variety of diseases, but obviously solving some of these greatest challenges that face humanity when it comes to cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and the list goes on and on. But let's talk about multiple sclerosis today. Okay. There are 2.5 million individuals with multiple sclerosis. Over half of them are being treated with drugs that were created in Israel, primarily two drugs that some of your listeners may be aware of, Copaxone and Rebif. They collectively treat over 1.2 million individuals that have this horrible, debilitating disease. But I'd like to focus today on Rebif, because that is a really interesting story, and in terms of how it was developed, was extraordinarily creative. Michel Ravel was the creator of Rebif, and his story began in the 1960s. He moved to Israel from France. He comes from a family of Holocaust survivors, and he immediately took an appointment at the Weizmann Institute. The Weizmann Institute is one of Israel's preeminent schools for medical research, and I would even say scientific research in general. And he immediately became obsessed with interferon protein. For those listeners that are not aware, the largest amounts of interferon protein, interestingly, are found in a newborn male foreskin. And when Michel Ravel started doing research, he thought, okay, I've moved to Israel, I'll have as many newborn male foreskins as I want, given the fact that so many people in Israel engage in ritual circumcision. So he thought, great. No problems. The only problem was that that those that are engaged in ritual circumcision refused to give over their newborn male foreskins, because traditional Jews generally bury it. And so he leveraged another amazing Israeli innovation called chutzpah, and a member of his staff who was related to the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Lubavitch / Chabad is a worldwide movement of religious Jews, and their big rabbi, known as the Rebbe, was based in Brooklyn, and a member of his staff was related to the Rebbe, and he sent her to Brooklyn, and he secured a blessing from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, where he was able to get, as a result of that blessing, 30 newborn male foreskins. And he added $2 billion and 15 years later, and he created this drug called Rebif, which basically leverages the interferon protein in the body to basically work against multiple sclerosis. And that drug today treats 600,000 of the 2.5 million individuals with multiple sclerosis. And I'm intrigued by this story for a number of different reasons. One, you have this idea of chutzpah, this idea of never, ever give up, and that when you really want to solve a problem, no matter how thorny it is, that as long as you're able to think really not only outside the box but throw out the box entirely, you're able to really accomplish some tremendous things. Now, I would really even say that one of the secrets of Israel's success, as I think I've talked about on the show before, really rests on three legs. The first is diversity. Israel is extraordinarily diverse. It has Muslims, Christians, and Jews, Christians of every variety, Muslims of every variety, and obviously Jews of every from every part of the world. Michel Ravel himself was a French Jew, but members of his staff were Arabs and Jews and Christians and a whole host of others that were working on this project. You have this idea of secular values. The Weizmann Institute is a secular institution devoted to research. And I would say one of the great things about Israel is that it really does place a high bar, a high value on its secular institutions. And finally, it's the prophetic tradition. this idea that for the last 3,000 years, we have been telling the world, we truly, the Jewish people believe that our job here is to bring more light to the world. We have this idea that we are here to be a light onto the nations, but I would take that a step further. We ultimately believe that every human has the ability, the capability to bring more light to the world. And that ultimately, when you strip away all of Judaism to its very, very essence, the idea that we're here to elevate the mundane and make it holy is where it's at when it comes for Judaism, which is why this idea of curing the sick, feeding the needy, feeding the hungry and helping the needy, I think is a powerful story, especially in the context of Rebif, this idea that treats 600,000 of the 2.5 million individuals that have multiple sclerosis. This is all over the world, including in South Africa. These are drugs that are treating every place around the world.
Absolutely fascinating. Unfortunately, Avery, we'd love to keep talking to you.
So much I want to ask.
There really are so much, but we just unfortunately just have run out of time because it just, you know, we had technical issues getting hold of you. So we look forward to speaking to you next week. And you are just such, you're a breath of fresh air, and we love talking to you. So thank
and I'm
you
delighted
so
to be on your show, and I look forward to being back on next week. Same time, same place.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Avi. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye-bye.